she simply caught my eye. I love the flower. She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. To my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Bracing for a hurricane. In a matter of hours, Francine is due to make landfall in Louisiana. It's a Category 1 storm. CBS's Dave Malkoff is covering.
Storm surge is slamming the coast, and it's going to become even more dangerous as it moves north, targeting Louisiana. Those in low-lying areas have been ordered to evacuate by parish governments.
Man, I just don't want to stay down here. Just what could happen?
The governor of Louisiana is urging people to shelter in place until after the hurricane has passed.
We would ask that you stay in your homes.
We know we're going to get some water, so I just want to protect what I have.
Now to New York. And ceremonies to mark the 9/11 attacks 23 years ago at the Pentagon.
God bless America.
And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where victims on board Flight 93 were honored.
Todd M. Beamer.
At the remembrance in New York, Vice President Harris shook hands with Donald Trump hours after their presidential debates. Trump complained about the showdown on Fox News.
They had a rigged show with somebody that maybe even had the answers. I mean, I'll be honest. I watched her talk, and I said, you know, she seems awfully familiar with the questions.
Post-debate surveys give Harris the edge. CBS's Weijia Jiang on what Trump said today about a possible rematch.
This morning, he said he's still thinking about it. We'll see what his team says. But when you talk to Harris advisors, they tell me there's no way he's going to debate again because they feel like she was such a winner.
Inflation has hit a three-year low. The government says consumer prices rose 2.5% in August from 1 year ago. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Overall energy costs were down by 4% from a year ago, led lower by a 10% drop in gas prices. If you eat at home, that inflation rate for food up by 0.9%. But if you choose to go out to dinner or lunch, those costs are up by 4% from a year ago.
Overseas, Defense Secretary Blinken is in Ukraine.
We're here together as partners to listen, to share ideas, and to continue to plan the way forward. There's an enduring commitment to Ukraine and to the Ukrainian people.
Nielsen says the NFL averaged 21 million viewers per game during the league's opening week, making it the most watched week one on record. Wall Street, the Dow is down 480 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 22-year-old Racine woman has been charged with buying the gun used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Kalia Patterson allegedly bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who's charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He's currently the subject of a massive search. A state Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday about the legality of Racine's mobile voting van used in 2022. It had been previously declared illegal by a Racine judge. The court's decision will determine the future use of mobile voting sites in Wisconsin elections. A diver looking at a shipwreck never came back up off the shore of Pleasant Prairie yesterday. Search efforts stopped last night and resumed this morning. The man was 6 miles offshore in waters more than 100 feet deep. The Coast Guard and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department are working together in the search effort. August home sales in the region dropped to Great Recession-era levels. That's according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. It was a 3% year-over-year decline across the 7-county area. In Kenosha County, there was an 8% drop. In Racine County, 3%. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Tough night to hit, but still it was a pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
It's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story.
Investment advisor, Tempe, Arizona, Kurt Blick. He had traveled east on business, was attending a training session with more than 100 other financial advisors. Suddenly, a terrific explosion rocked the room. Well, there was no apparent damage. And moments earlier, a speaker at the meeting had made a reference to heaven, so there was rather nervous laughter at the coincidence until a second explosion, this one more powerful, and this one extinguished the lights and shut down the air conditioning system. The date was February 26, 1993, on the 107th floor of the New York World Trade Center. You now know what caused those roaring blasts and the nightmare that followed. But this is the rest of the story. For Kurt Blick and his colleagues, there was only one way down from the 107th floor, the stairwell. But there were no building plans, so the group would have to start walking down those stairs and hope that they led safely down and out. As they descended, the air in the stairwell grew hotter. Somebody said, "I smell smoke." Now remember, nobody knew yet what had happened, or what may yet happen. So when the group reached the 50th floor and discovered that everything below was plunged into darkness, Everybody stopped. A voice said, I'm not going down there. There was a murmur of agreement. But Kurt Blick knew that it was the only way out. And so, despite the now visible plumes of smoke and ever-intensifying heat, Kurt elbowed his way to the front of the stalled crowd and announced, I'm going down. And down he went. But not alone, for as he continued to descend, those nearest him could see a light. Not faint and ethereal, but mysterious nonetheless, a receding point of vibrant blue iridescence that penetrated the gloom, a sign of life. And then someone said, I can see a light. And somebody else said, I see it too. Let's follow it. Not let's follow Kurt. Kurt by then had vanished into blackness. Rather, follow the light. Follow the light. On the 12th floor, the group encountered rescue workers and firefighters. By then, the streets outside were awash in emergency vehicles and television cameras and anxious onlookers. But Kurt and his investment counselor colleagues had made it down the pitch-dark stairwell to safety. Not only because of his courage and his leadership, but because of that mysterious light. A light that accompanied him as he descended into the unknown. Mysterious to all except to Kurt. For you see, the iridescent patch of blue, that little speck of reassuring blue, which guided the others on their otherwise dark journey to safety, was part of a gift which Kurt had received from his family the previous Christmas, enabling him much as Rudolph did when he guided the sleigh through ominous fog. It was a patch of blue, a speck of blue on the hero's wrist, glowing from the liquid crystal face of his new Timex watch. Now you know the rest of the story.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Thank you.
news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. And when Smokey sings, it's magic. Here he is with the Miracles, the Tears of a Clown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Timeless, this is all right here on WRJN. And the Packers, hopefully, I don't know. Oh, I was so hopeful last week. You know how it goes. A week goes by and you're like, oh, boy. But we're going to be featuring them. They're going to be on WRJN. You can listen noon Sunday. They're going to take on the Colts pregame. It's actually at 10 a.m. Sunday morning, which you can listen to right here on WRJN with a kickoff at noon. The games are sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years, including the meatball sub. Tomorrow, they got a sale on that. And then Martin Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We want to thank all of our sponsors for bringing us Packer football right here on 1400 AM WRJN, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together and
Bank.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN as we look back 23 years ago today, September 11th, and we're going to be listening to the actual news reports going out that day concerning Flight 93 right before that went into a cornfield. But right now it's the grassroots. Here's Wait a Million Years on WRJN.
Money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
You spoke. We listen local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And a very special day, September 11th, 23 years ago today. This next event occurred at 9:03 our Wisconsin time, 10:03 on the East Coast. And this concerns Flight 93, the plane that crashed into a Pennsylvania farm field.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact, we're looking at United 93.
United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center right then.
They got some pitch to dock. You remaining to be out of all boats.
Tuesday.
Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
We're 56865. We have, I believe it is a Boeing 757. Can you see him up there, sir?
That's concerned. It looks like he's rocking his wings.
Roger.
He's rocking back and forth.
We're 56865. I advise you stay away from that aircraft. Go north as fast as you can.
United 93. Have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Alrighty, there you go. On September 11th, 23 years ago today, as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked four passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects. Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. August home sales in the region were down to levels not seen since the Great Recession. That's the recap from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors and their latest numbers. The entire seven-county region saw a 3% drop in year-to-year sales. Ozaukee County was the anomaly, seeing a 7% increase in that time period. It was an over 8% decline in Kenosha County, a 3% drop in Racine County. Despite the dip, the total sales for the first 8 months of 2024 were up over last year's total. The realtors say increased interest rates played a role in the decline, but the lack of attractive listings was the main cause. A diver looking at a shipwreck never came back up off the shore of Pleasant Prairie yesterday. Search efforts stopped last night and resumed this morning. The man was 6 miles offshore in waters more than 100 feet deep. The Coast Guard and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department are working together in the search effort. The governor has been involved in fixing the Racine County water dispute. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Governor Tony Evers' office has been actively involved in mediating the conflict between the city of Racine and the village of Mount Pleasant. Last week, the city of Racine moved ahead with connecting additional water service to the village and the Microsoft site. Racine Mayor Corey Mason tells the Journal Sentinel that he still wants to rework the original deal that included thousands of promised Foxconn jobs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Cherokee Nation put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Local news and timeless is right here on WRJN. Tell a friend. 80 degrees right now in Racine. Kenosha, too. And a gorgeous day. Enjoy it with Attila Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown.
Local news and timeless hits. That's all right here on WRJN. We've been doing it 97 years. Maybe not the timeless music, but the news.
Nothing new. What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless is right here on WRJ and the awesome Mary Wells. And today being September 11th, thought to do things just a little bit differently, going back over news reports that were coming out each hour about what was going on in New York and in Pennsylvania and at the Pentagon. It was just a crazy day. And I hope we never, ever have anything like that again, going through that. Terrible. But especially for the families, we grieve with them, and we also recognize our responders and firefighters and police who gave up their life that day. God bless them all, and thank you so much for your service. I bleed blue. All righty. So we're going to feature a song that was by an unlikely person, yet it shouldn't be that unlikely because he did Living in America in the 80s. But he did a song about America in response to a lot of people saying how horrible America was. And we are going to feature his song next by the awesome James Brown, next on WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes Hot 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes Hot 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Summer is winding down, so make sure you hit the pause button and stop in for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler topped with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
And we begin our September 11th, we begin our remembrance tune from James Brown, 1968's America is My Home.
Talking about me leaving America, you got to be crazy. Man, I like all the nice things, Jack. Continental suits and things. Look at him. Now I'm sorry for the man who don't love this land. sun don't come out in rainy weather. But when you boil it down, they are still together. Now let's not overlook the fact that we're still in reach. You got a chance to make it, and you got a freedom of speech. Say what you wanna, tell them how you feel. There may be a lot of places that you'd like to go. But believe me, if you get an education, you can blow. You can holler blow. Now dig this. Now you tell me if I'm wrong. America is still the best country, and that's without a doubt. America is still the best country without a doubt. And if anybody says it ain't, you just try to put them out. They ain't going nowhere. You got a good fight. When I told you one time that I was a shoeshine boy, every word I said, I meant. But name me any other country, you can start as a shoeshine boy and shake hands with the president. It ain't gonna happen. You got to have that royal blood to make it. And I ain't got nothing royal but me. So, I can't take the chances. I'm gonna stay home. Now look at here. I got a brand new jet. When I need to move. A soul brother made it. Now ain't that a groove? So look at here. Brothers and sisters and friends, dig this. So quit your dreaming all night. Stop beating yourself and get up and fight. Don't give out. You might give up, but don't give out. Although if you give out, don't give up. Just don't quit going. I mean, like, keep it moving, you know. Because if you stop, like, the ball quit rolling. Now, we got two of us that carry us from Florida to Rome. But you know, it's one thing we'll never forget. America's still our home. Get it, man! America. I was talking about me too, you know. I'm American myself.
That's James Brown, and that is America is My Home from 1968. He followed that up with Say It Loud, I'm Black, I'm Proud. I hope you're enjoying these tunes. Got another one for you next hour right here on WRJN, local news and timeless hits. We'll be right back. coolest hits on WRJN. Tell a friend we're back. CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles with local news and sports coming up next.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long. Me.